we would like to welcome an old friend into the studio. This is the generic youth minister who stops by from time to time. Hey, how are you?
How are y'all doing?
Christian Matthews, the generic youth minister.
Boy, you haven't used my name in like a long time.
No, we've been talking about all of our friends who had the initials CM, and you're one of them.
I tell you, I haven't seen you guys in church in like my whole life.
Well, we don't go to the same church.
I just wanted to come by and invite y'all to church.
Well, that's nice, but I mean, we don't go to the same church.
You can come on out, George. We're not preachy or anything. We sing cool songs and stuff.
Cool songs, huh?
Yeah, I could come by and pick y'all up in the choir van, and we could, like, go to church, and then afterwards, on the way home, I could run you, like, through a KFC or something.
I'm always promoting fast food. It's weird. Well, that would be fun. Yeah, I wouldn't mind going.
Yeah, it sounds great.
We'd love to have you guys. There's like a lot of people that listen to y'all's station. I don't listen to it too much, but I heard you guys talking one time. Y'all were talking about like sports or something.
Yeah, we may have been talking about sports.
I brought with me a collection of prayergrams from Miss Stevens' 8th grade Sunday school class. Mm. Everybody's praying for you guys.
Oh, thank you. Y'all get in church.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, and I tell you what, we got a few exciting announcements to make for our church.
Okay.
After a long, protracted debate with the blue hairs out in our congregation, we're finally phasing out the traditional service. So now we're finally going to have a contemporary service and a more contemporary service.
Mm. What's the difference between the two?
Oh, about two more video screens and three more rhythm guitarists.
So wait a minute. No traditional service at all?
No traditional service.
Oh, man.
I mean, we still do some songs. We do some things that are like, you know, you sing some hymns from the old books. Matter of fact, let's turn to page 334 right now. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. There you go. You know it. See, you ought to get in there. George, you'd be great there.
I like the old hymns.
Yeah, so do I. Now, that's in the contemporary service. The more contemporary service, we don't do those things.
Okay.
No. Hey, you guys see like that story about Jenner or somebody?
The Bruce Jenner story?
Yeah, that Caitlyn Jenner story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw that and I thought, like, what? who? I don't understand. How does that? I don't even.
Yeah.
You know, if the good Lord wanted Bruce Jenner to be a woman, he would have put a tomahawk chop there instead of a frankfurter.
Generic youth minister.
What the heck?
You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, you know, this kind of gets me biblically mad, and because God doesn't make mistakes, okay? You go on with your bad self. You think that God makes mistakes like that?
Wow.
All right. Maybe he messed up when somebody didn't abort Hitler or something like that. But I mean, other than that, and Tom Arnold's career or something. I mean, name one mistake that God made.
Those two should not be grouped together, but I guess we see your point. Yeah.
But you guys, please, I'm begging you to come speak to our youths.
George can. I've got some stuff going on.
Our handbell group has a speaker series.
They do? Wait a minute. They go out and talk or people come talk to them?
No, people come talk to our handbell group.
Okay.
You guys be perfect for that.
Yeah,
I don't know if we'd be perfect for that.
Hey, look, we're a Bible-based fellowship of like believers who gather for grace and gossip every Sunday and Wednesday. Every Sunday and Wednesday, and we're not like some of those like weird religions, you know?
Like what?
Well, you know, the Bible teaches us not to judge, and we don't judge at our church, so we're a lot better than some of those other so-called Christian religions. Don't like Catholics like pray to the Pope or something?
Not exactly, no.
Catholics are weird. Y'all have them crosses with Jesus still up on them, and I'm all like, honey, haven't you heard that stone's been rolled away? I mean, come on, he ain't still up there. Come on.
Okay. Anderson Cooper, go ahead,
make your announcements. What's that other crazy religion
where that actor's in it all the time?
Scientology?
Like,
Scientology?
Tom Cruise is like a scientist or something. Yeah, I'm like, what are those lab coats? I don't know what that's about.
Okay. Well, what's coming up? VBS? We got Vacation Bible
School? Of course, we have Vacation Bible School coming up. It's summertime. We're going to make some soap Bibles and some God's Eyes and some popsicle stick log cabins and stuff. Staples on them.
Is that next week? Or
yeah, we're going to do macrame. And then we're going to like get a little piece of balsa wood, and we're going to glue macaroni shells on it.
Okay.
And that'll be about the Good Samaritan somehow. That's the way we roll at Vacation Bible School.
You bet.
Yeah, and also we have a potluck dinner coming up this Wednesday, and it's to benefit Mrs. Duke's hospital bills. Of course, Obamacare ain't taking care of her. It's not going to take care of a lot of people.
Easy, come on now.
So we're trying to raise little money for her.
That's a good
this
cause.
Wednesday, not Wednesday week?
No, it is Wednesday week. Okay. That is correct. Okay. This Wednesday, of course, the Fellowship Hall still shut down for renovations and everything. We had quite a lot of water damage.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Like the roof like gave way or something, like fell down or something. I don't know.
Was it from all the flooding?
Right, you said that weird. Did you say that, Craig? Weird. Craig said that weird. I don't know what he said. He's like talking weird to us or something. Anyway, we'll see you guys in church.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay.
There he goes.
Generic youth ministry. With us once again.